Welcome to the Full Armor of Game podcast, episode number 38. Does she have a high body count and is she an easy lay? We are your hosts. I am the Czar of Dating, also known as Czar Danya, and we have the Texting Prince, also known as Adam.
You bring the crowns and heads of conquered kings to my city steps. You insult my queen. You threaten my people with slavery and death.
Put on the whole armor of
game.
This is where we fight. Find these shields, boys.
Before we start, fellas, join our private men's community, the Players University. That is the community to be if you guys want to learn game, texting game, relationship game. If you just went through a breakup, if you want to learn secrets on how to gain muscle mass, how to become the best possible version of yourself, breaking down text messages, whatever it is, fellas, we got you. We're having close to 100 members already, and prices will go up because we can only cater to so many men at the same time. So join while you can. It's the best university that you guys can possibly be a part of. We have our own network. We have our own tribe of men that are learning the game very fast. We have several good players in that Players University. Do not miss out on this opportunity. We are telling you right now, the price will go up. Whether you're a teenager, mid-20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, it's never too late to learn the game for me and Adam. And this is the first time that you're getting two of the best dating coaches in the game right now. Everyone else that has their own Patreon, their own university, their own club network, there's only one dating coach on there. But you get two of us and you have access to us 24/7 because we're going to stop answering our Instagram messages, social media messages. We're only catering to the guys that are investing in what we have to offer, the guys that are hungry and being serious about learning the game. So if you want to be a certified boss player, join the Players University. Adam, you'll leave the link in the bio, correct?
Correct. And I just noticed looking back, I looked at like some posts from 25 days ago, some of like the text screenshots that some of the guy members were asking and some of the questions. And then going back to just, you know, yesterday when we're having these guys share their wins, they're like, hey, check out this conversation. Look at this girl chasing me. And it's already awesome to see in just like 20 something days, the improvements that you can clearly see, and you can clearly see the response from women. And so that, yeah, this is exciting. We're going to create some absolute masters of the game.
Because we want all of them getting women, because we can't handle all these women anymore, Adam. We can only get so much. So
getting old. I just don't have the stamina for five different girls a week anymore. Yeah. We need to share.
We want you guys to have success as well. We're not greedy. We're not haters. I think one of the signs of a true masculine man is whether or not they can encourage and help level up other men, whether or not they can motivate other men, they can be leaders, and we can see improvement in these other men that are part of the group, and they are learning very quickly. We call them out on their bullshit. No sprinkle type shit. We're not blowing confetti up your asses. No, we give you the brutal truth. And I just saw a post from another very popular dating coach on Instagram. I'm not going to say who. He made a post how these texting dating coaches, they're basically finessing you because it's not the text that you send. It's the man behind the text. And I think that is false. That is not true, because what if you match with the girl on a dating app and you're a fucking lame goofball? You know how fast the girl will ghost you? She'll block you. She doesn't want anything to do with you. I've been there before. If your texts aren't on point, it doesn't matter how good looking you are. You still have to learn the texting game. And Adam will tell you that. He does this for a living.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would love to debate this guy because I could shred him apart, because even if his statement was true, it's the man behind the text. I would say, yeah, it is true. So the man behind the text should understand these things about women, these things about psychology, these things about what women are attracted to. And then they should play accordingly. Or even if he was a busy high status man, it's like, okay, cool. Now let me look at your text conversations. That the way you're responding to this woman, she would have no reason to believe that you're a high status, busy man. And by the way, you're responding so quickly and so eagerly and all that. So I could then just show him the disparity saying, yeah, you're saying you're this guy, but you're not perceived to be that guy when you're messaging women. So you do need to learn how to portray yourself, because every woman now, you don't just randomly meet a girl and go, all right, well, we're going to go meet out there. It's like you always exchange numbers at this point, or you get some form of social media so that you can message her. And so if you don't have the messaging game down these days, women won't give you a chance. Like, they use texting as their filter of how they see guys, if they're beta and needy, all that stuff. Like, that's women's filter now. And they won't open up that gate unless you have decent enough game.
100%. And if you bore a woman and you're predictable, you're never going to hear from her again. So we teach you guys in the Players University how to stand out from all the other men out there. We teach you how to make bold statements, how to be unconventional, unpredictable, how to engage with them emotionally. So yes, it is the man behind the text. But once again, the texting game is 50% of the game, because you still have to go out on that date with her prior. So you better know the rules. You better know how to engage with her, how to stand out, because she doesn't know you from a hole in the wall. Doesn't matter how good looking you are. If my texting game isn't on point, I get rejected if I don't follow the rules of the game.
Yep. So true. Okay. All right. So Zara, with our topic today about, does she have a high body count? We mentioned in the last episode that it's something you should never directly ask a woman. So this episode is going to try to give you guys ways that you can be a detective, pick up the different clues about these different pieces that she might be exhibiting, or different traits or experiences she had in her life. And then by those clues, you can kind of make your own read or estimation. And like Zara mentioned at the beginning, there's kind of two ways to play this. One is, maybe that's a girl where you're like, okay, cool, she looks like she's, you know, down to have fun. So I'm out at the bar and I want to have fun tonight. That's going to be the girl that I go for, because I'm seeing these signs. That's one way you can look at it. If you're a guy that wants a serious relationship or potentially marriage, then this is where you need to discover these things as well. And then if she's a girl that seems like she has a really high body count, that is going to be a girl that, statistically speaking, would be a really bad decision to commit to or to get married to, because the higher the body count, the higher chance of a woman filing for divorce, and just a lot easier chance for that girl to just get up and move on, because she doesn't have as much of the hair bonding characteristics anymore.
Yeah. So we posted a question on our Instagram, on our social media. Make sure you guys follow us, Texting Prince and Czar of Dating. So we asked the people, the guys that follow us, how can you tell if she has a high body count? And we had over 400 comments. So we're picking the best ones, and we're giving a shout out to the guys that are on point with their game. So they gave us some great ways of how you can tell whether or not she has a high body count. And I'm pretty upset and perturbed how there were several guys that commented, if she gets mad at you asking what her body count is, that's a sign that she has a high body count. That's not true. You never ask a girl what her body count is or how many guys she has slept with, because I promise you, she will never look at you the same. You'll be seen as insecure. You'll be seen as a beta male. That's not what we do here. We will tell you the signs of how to tell she's an easy lay or has a high body count without you having the need to ask her that beta question. You never ask a girl how many men she has slept with or what her body count is. That doesn't require any game, number one. So that's a disclaimer.
Yeah, and it just will burn bridges. I mean, maybe that's true if a girl gets upset if you ask her. It's like, boom, all right, I know she has a high body count, but at what cost? Sure, you go, okay, I can avoid that girl, but now that girl is completely shut down around you. She's going to tell her friends about you. Can't believe this guy just did this. And now you're just creating unnecessary enemies. So by reading between the lines by some of these things that we're seeing and kind of discovering on your own, you won't need to ask that question, because that question there's just smarter ways to get the information. That question is just going to create enemies in the blue pill matrix around you.
100%. And my personal belief is that all women are easy in the right situation with the right energy from the man. All women may be easy, but some are just easier than others. As I go through my daily life, I'm always evaluating people like you guys should as well, men and women. I judge the men to determine just how confident and alpha they are, and I judge the women on how naturally attractive and sexual they are. With that, this is our list of easy lay traits or high body count traits. These are signs she is easy before you have sex with her and may not include slut tells. We live in a fluid world, and while in general these are true, they are not 100%. We want to make that clear. They're not 100%. But the more of these signs you see in a girl, the more your alpha, masculine, and confident side will easily open her legs. If you're following our program that we teach you and the game we teach you in the Players University, the more these girls will just attack you.
In a good way.
In a good way. They will be ripping your clothes off. They
in a
will
good
be
way.
Chasing you.
Not attacking you like you just asked what her body count is, and now her and all of her friends are literally attacking you, trying to beat you up.
They will attack you sexually.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, my number one, my first one off the list, okay, and I came up with this myself. I'm surprised a lot more guys didn't say this on Instagram, so I'm not going to shout anyone out. If she identifies as a feminist and believes men and women are equal, anything a man can do, a woman can too, and that includes sleeping with as many people as possible without being perceived as a slut. If a man can sleep with many women and not be shamed for it, then so can I. These women believe body count doesn't matter. The irony is, it does matter to men, and you're already telling us you have a high body count without telling us. So if she says she is a feminist and she believes men and women are equal, I promise you, she has a high body count.
Yeah, or like you hear that, and now that's again on the mental checklist. It's like, okay, there's one of the boxes checked. You know, I'm guessing that she's not a virgin. I'm guessing that, you know, she's probably living that empowered lifestyle, which is telling women to taste it all, sleep around. Like when she says that she's a feminist, there are certain things that come along with that, the stuff that she's going to be hearing, that can conclude that she's more likely to sleep around than a girl that doesn't label herself that. One that I have here, and actually I had this written down, but a comment from your post, Czar, from Mixed Mental Artist. He said, not looking for a relationship, or I'm just focused on me right now. And I kind of label this girl as the perpetually single girl. If there's a girl that is perpetually single, that means for years at a time, she's always the single one. There's a much better chance that she has gotten around with different men. Because if you think about it, we all know that there's thirsty men everywhere. If a girl is single, she always has options. She always has those willing participants in the men. And then if she's perpetually single, or she's making it known, hey, I don't want a relationship right now, like she's going, I'm being me right now, I'm just focused on myself, she's now getting labeled just in society around her, friend groups and other people, is the single girl, meaning that when, you know, her friends that have boyfriends and all that, when they all go out somewhere, she's going to be saying to the other single men in the group, hey, my girlfriend's single. Hey, so-and-so is single. So these type of women that have this label are also constantly being perpetually set up by their friends, their family, people at work. When they know that there's a single girl, people are always mentioning that. And so again, she's just going to have a lot more suitors coming after her. So unless she has some real super high moral standards, she's probably going to be jumping on that cock carousel.
Yeah. And I love when women say, I just need a break from men. Oh, I'm just doing me. I need to take a break. What that means is she has to recharge from getting so many hot beef injections from random men that don't want anything serious with her. So they will tell you they just need a break from guys right now. That girl has been passed around. I can promise you that, fellas. Now, number two, the eyes. Remember the infamous line from Scarface. The eyes, chico, they never lie. So a woman with a low body count has that sparkle in her eye. Her eyes still hold a youthful innocence that hasn't been darkened by various amounts of cocks. The eyes either show despair or optimism. If she has dead eyes, you know the type. No soul. And porn stars have these eyes, fellas. We've all seen the soulless eyes of strippers and the same types of women. And shout out to Rick underscore C2.0 on Instagram. Thank you for this one. I had this on my list, but I also added what you said, and you're absolutely right. The eyes never lie, and you can tell easily by that thousand cocks there, as they like to call it, that a woman has.
Yeah, for some of the younger guys, the women that they're meeting and dealing with that had a semester overseas, she had a college semester where she took the semester off to go overseas to study. And I'm putting quotation marks around study. Yeah, study all the men in that other country. Again, if she's had semester overseas where she's gone from everyone around her that knows her reputation, it's like a vacation to her. She's going to feel like no one in this new country is going to know about her. No one's going to be able to tell anybody from her old country about the shenanigans that she's pulling off every night in this new country. But temptation and having that anonymity that you can get away with it, that is going to that's going to tempt a lot of the Eves of this world that just want to take a bite of that apple.
Mm-hmm. Was that your next one?
Yeah. Yeah. Semester okay. Overseas, that one. Yep.
Okay. So my next one, she only has guy friends because she doesn't get along with other girls. Oh, you hear this all the time, fellas. I only hang out with guys because girls are drama. Girls are too much drama. If other women don't feel safe or comfortable around you, there is something off with you. If you can't get along with your own tribe as a woman, and women get along collectively, that's how they've been able to survive. If you've been castrated out of your group of females, or you are the leper of the group of women, there is a reason why your tribe doesn't like you or want to associate with the likes of you. So shout out to Rest underscore Easy on Instagram. He said that she doesn't have female friends because they hate on her. And there is a reason for that. Usually she is being shamed for being a slut. And women will never respect a girl who is a slut. They want nothing to do with her. They know that she sleeps around. She's shiesty. She's the one that would sleep with her best friend's boyfriend and basically do shady things behind her friend's back. So that's why they tell you that, fellas. Every woman should be able to get along with their own tribe of women. That is one of the biggest telltale signs for me. If I hear a girl say that, I already know what I'm dealing with.
Yeah, because, I mean, the flip side is, I mean, everyone needs company of some sort. So if she's not getting along and hanging out with female friends, who is she getting her social interactions with?
With men.
That's the way I would read it. Another one I have here, and this one isn't necessarily fair, but again, it's just one that if you understand the situation, if there's a girl that has been a bartender, I maybe wouldn't necessarily put waitress on this, but definitely bartender, and she's done bartending for years or something like that. Again, it doesn't mean that she has a high body count, but she has so many opportunities in the situation she's in a bar. A lot of times there's going to be a lot of guys there, or at least single men at bars. They are going to be drinking. They're going to be shooting their shot. She knows if she flirts, she gets better tips. Again, there's going to be some of the Chads and Tyrones of the world that come in and they just got that charm and charisma and they have game. And now they have access to her and she's flirty. There's just so many opportunities that with drunk men, with female bartenders, that again, it doesn't mean for sure, but that would be something that to me would probably signal there's a better chance that she has a high body count.
Now, my next one is her close circle of friends. If her circle of group of close friends is known as whores or sluts, then she is one too, fellas. Birds of a feather tend to flock together. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And I have an apple tree, so I can test that theory to be correct. The apples do not fall far from the tree. So if her group of friends are promiscuous, they're single, they're sleeping with a bunch of guys, they're cheating on their boyfriends, they're not good women, they're toxic, they're filled with drama, that girl is also part of that tribe. She has those same traits. Drug addicts hang out with drug addicts. Clean people hang out with clean people that are in recovery. That's how it works. Birds of a feather flock together. So usually guys ask me, oh, I'm dating a girl. She wants me to meet her group of friends. Should I do it? Me, I like to take my time. I really don't care about meeting her group of friends. I don't, because they will sabotage the relationship, especially if they are single. It's better if they don't meet you for a long time. I like to carry that out for quite some time before I'm comfortable meeting her friends. Never do that in the beginning, fellas, because her friends will disqualify you and program the girl that you are dating, especially if you don't make a good first impression. But at the same time, listen to what your girl tells you about her closest friends. I listen very carefully because I know birds of a feather flock together. So whatever she's telling me about her closest girlfriends, more than likely, if she's part of that group, she also has those same traits or engages in the same type of activities.
Yeah, one I have on here is kind of a multi-layer, but first thing is, if you know a girl went to college, does it make her more likely or less? I would say more likely that she has a better chance for body count, but if she went to a local community college and she was living at home, then that's not a big deal. She's still around her parents and all that stuff. But it's like if a girl went to college and she's like, oh yeah, I got as far away from my parents as I could. I wanted to go to school over so-and-so so that I was away from my friends and or my family and all that stuff. That, again, is another telltale sign. Okay, she went to college and she was ready to kind of rebel. She was ready to go off and really be independent and do things in her own way. Again, not 100% of telltale sign. Some women want to go to college to get a good job, and that's actually their focus. But now, if she was in a sorority in college, that one is one where I go, this girl probably has a decently high body count. In general, the sorority girls that, you know, I'm hung out with a lot of sorority women in my life. I was in a fraternity. Just like Czar said about the reputation around, there were certain sororities that had different reputations. The party girls, the ones that were easy, all this. And then there was actually fraternities that were like called the work fraternities, and like girls went to those ones to network for better jobs in college. So there's definitely a hierarchy. Those girls, you know, I don't even put in this category, the ones that literally went for their work networking experience. But the ones that I knew, like the Kappas or the eight, you know, the 80 Pis or Kappa Deltas, like there's certain ones that had this reputation that they were down to have fun, get wild. And again, like Czar mentioned, birds of a feather flock together. Even the girls that were innocent when they started in that sorority, they easily got peer pressured by the bite of the apple.
Yeah, and I can't believe guys still get in relationships with girls that are going away to college, or they remain in that relationship and their girl's about to go to college in a year or so. Just break up with her, fellas. If you only knew the shit girls do in college, especially when they're young, they're not thinking about your beta ass. I can promise you that, bro. I've had so many girls cheat on their boyfriends with me in college. It's a fucking joke. So
that's so true. That was one of the bigger like red pill awakenings for me was college, because that's when I was really learning game. And there were so many girls, like the freshman girls that I was gaming, that like later, a couple months later, I found out, oh, she's got a boyfriend at home. And she's kind of telling me, well, we're not that serious. We just kind of hang out when I'm home. Meanwhile, this guy is like, no, we've been dating for 3 years. She's the love of my life. So yeah, girls at college, there's going to be small exceptions to this rule, but they don't take loyalty all that seriously.
Yeah, it's a new environment. It's new excitement for them. All it takes is that one dude in their class that has charm, charisma, that they like. And next thing you know, they're in the car in the parking lot after class, before class, during class, and she's giving him a blowy or he's giving her that hot beef injection. Do not ask me how I know this, fellas. I'm still a virgin. I'm saving myself for marriage. I did not engage in such activities with various women in relationships in college who looked like the most angelic women ever. But if you have game, you probably don't even need to have game in college. They'll just listen, especially if they're at some party, they're getting drunk. You'll never know that she has a boyfriend. But once again, guys don't want to listen to us and they can do what they want to do. But it is the dumbest thing a guy can ever do.
Yeah. And this is another part of like not asking girls what their body count is, because you get the real story around women when you're not asking those judgmental questions. So like I remember multiple times, like we'd be out at the bar in college just having fun with girls. And it's not like I was sitting here one-on-one with a girl, like we were hanging out and dating or something, but I'd be in a group with women. And, you know, so many times the women would be like, God, you know, he's texting me again. Or, you know, she'd be looking at a girlfriend and be like, God, he won't stop texting me. And it's her boyfriend from back home. And she's like, and her friend's like, oh, so what are you going to tell him? And she's like, oh, I'm going to tell him that I'm going to be studying all night and then I'm going to have to go to bed to get ready for my exams coming up while she's sitting there slamming shots and drinks with us at the bar. Those type of scenarios come up all the time. And again, when women feel comfortable with you, they don't feel like you're judging them, you'll get the real story from all these different women. And then you'll realize that, yeah, being a long distance relationship with a girl in college, terrible idea.
Yeah, I'll give you a quick story. So I was in college, I was in class with this beautiful girl. And after class, we would go inside of her car or my car. It would be 8 o'clock at night. We had a late night class. So we'd be in the car making out. She was giving me a blowy. I was fingering her. One thing would lead to another. And right after, we're chilling together. And her boyfriend would call her 20 times in a row, blowing up her phone, wondering where she is, why she isn't answering, to the point where he actually called her mom and told her, oh, such and such is not answering. I don't know where she is. That is the biggest beta move you can ever do, is call a girl's fucking mom or parents and tell them that their daughter isn't answering. Do you realize how lame that is?
So
like
bad.
You look, if you saw the expression on her face, how annoyed she was. She wanted nothing to do with this beta mon, as Adam likes to say. I love that term, beta mon. She wanted nothing to do with him, and we were laughing the entire time. So you guys don't have to believe me. I don't care. We're here trying to preach the good word. Take our advice. Don't take our advice. Makes no difference to us. Now, the next one. Everywhere she goes, someone knows her and hugs her or kisses her on the cheek, especially at the gym. If every guy knows her, then she has been passed around like a fat, juicy blunt when she is all buddy buddies with any common gym bro. So shout out to Magnum Gold on Instagram. He said when she is all buddy buddies with any common gym bro, and I already had this one on my list. I expanded it a little bit, but shout out to you, Magnum Gold. Thank you. This one is a solid one. And you'll see this, especially at the gym. So if every guy is going up to her, kissing her on the cheek, talking to her, hugging her, yo, that girl is either an attention whore or she gets passed around, bro. Do not get into relationships with a girl like that. She will never be happy. She constantly needs attention, validation from all these men, and you're not going to do anything about it. You can't change women like this, bro. I've seen it firsthand. Guys want a woman that's low key, that no one knows. Guys are afraid to approach. She's beautiful, she's feminine, but she keeps to herself. That's the kind of girls we want, like the low key girls. Not the girls that's all buddy-buddy with nearly every guy at the gym. She's talking to them, flirting, they're hugging her. And I see this, and it's the most unattractive thing ever. When I see a girl being all buddy-buddy with all these gym bros, I don't even want to talk to her anymore. I'm like, damn, if all these guys can have her, why the fuck would I want her?
Yeah.
Right? That requires no game for me. I like a challenge. I like a girl that's feminine, keeps to herself, who's quiet, who doesn't need that attention and validation. She's not insecure. And one of the girls at the gym that I used to actually talk to, I was friends with, and I slept with one of her best friends. Thank you. Shout out to you. We went out to a bar, met her there, brought my boy, and I ended up sleeping with her best friend from Florida. I stopped talking to this girl who I see at the gym because She is such an attention whore, and it is so unattractive. You'll see her talking to all these guys, and it's to the point I just ignore her. And I called her an attention whore, and she got mad at me. She's like, I can't believe you called me an attention whore. And I'm like, you are. I'm like, it's so obvious. You know, so I called her out on that bullshit. I don't give a fuck if she talks to me or she doesn't. I want nothing to do with that girl regardless. I already slept with her best friend. I could sleep with her again when she comes back from Florida. So I don't care. Okay, I don't give a fuck. But that is very unattractive in my eyes. Very unattractive.
Yeah, that's the type of girl that if she's frolicking with the streets, she belongs to the streets. Or she belongs to the tribe. She belongs to her tribe of men, her gym bros, that whole thing. And it's like, all right, that's her community. She can, you know, they can have her, but she doesn't belong in a relationship if that's her lifestyle. Zar, do you, how many more do you have roughly? Do we still have a bit more?
Yeah, I have. I'm only on number 6 on my side, and I have 24 written down.
Okay. All right, let's do 2 more of yours, and then we'll go to a we'll make this a part 2 after that.
Yes, we're gonna have to, guys. I know you guys have to tune in. It's a long one, but these are very good. These are golden rules and golden comments that guys left on our Instagram, and we agree. So that's why we picked a lot of these. It was hard to choose from the best ones, but we tried to fit in as many as we could.
Yeah, actually, and I always wondered this, why certain podcasts would be like, oh, if it's at over an hour or something, we have to, you know, stop the episode. And I was like, that's stupid. But then I realized it's like when we're doing this on video podcast, guys, if it's over an hour, it just, the video quality is way horrible. It takes a lot longer to upload. So that's why we have to cut it into a 2-parter if we get
too long. And it makes you guys want to tune in for the second part. If this one's very good, we want you guys begging for more. No Diddy. But we want you guys begging for more. So we're going to make maybe a 2-3-part series on this. We're going to keep going.
12-part series, guys. Got to tune in.
Giving the people what they want. Okay, what's your next one, Adam?
All right, my next one is, I call it the Eat, Pray, Love trip. So if a girl went on a big vacation after a breakup to find herself, this kind of relates to before about, you know, focusing on myself right now, but specifically some women will go through a big breakup, boyfriend, fiance, or husband, and then she'll take her 2-week sabbatical to a foreign country to do yoga. Or it's like one of those little, I say Eat, Pray, Love trip because that was like the book that inspired this whole generation of women traveling to find themselves. And so if a girl has done that Eat, Pray, Love trip, after a breakup, she went overseas. She ate, yes. She probably didn't pray, and she got a lot of loving in that new country she was at.
She got either that kosher kielbasa or that fresh Arab halal. Either one, fellas. And
both
she probably
at the same time.
Both at the same time, several portions, and you will never know about it. And I want to make a comment about that because I was recently dating this girl who was Brazilian, an aspiring actress, and she would always travel to these foreign places. And I'm wondering, how is she doing this? Who's paying for this? Who the fuck is paying for this? Because she was aspiring to go to law school. She was living with someone else. She just moved here from Brazil. So I don't know if she had her citizenship yet. I forget. I think she told me, but you have to ask yourself this question, fellas. Number one, how is she affording going to all these trips, especially by herself? And number two, if a woman is on vacation, on a cruise, on vacation, overseas, even another state, they're more likely to sleep with men. Why is that? Because they know it's not going to hurt their reputation. It's not going to come back to her friend Sally or her friend fucking Jamie back in whatever state she lives in, whatever town. It's not going to come back to her family, her friends, even the guy she's dating, because it's in another fucking location. So now they're more likely to sleep with those men. They're some of the easiest women to sleep with, the ones that are on vacation, on cruises, especially with their single girlfriends. Even if they have a man back at home, if they're doing these girls' trips, they will never tell you they have a boyfriend. These are the easiest women to sleep with. And another thing, how are they affording all these trips? Who's paying for it? Simps? Beta males? Maybe that guy she has in her life that's giving her all these expenses?
Sugar daddy?
Sugar daddies? Because I'm telling you right now, it's very expensive to constantly travel like this. And especially if you have to miss out on work. It's not cheap. And to me, that is very unattractive. Okay, so my next one is...
Oh, wait, so on that one, because... Yeah. I wrote down a shout out for a guy in your post, Chameleon 33. He said, if she's extra comfortable around men. And then he also said, traveled a lot with no means. And that's exactly what you mentioned there. It's like, if a girl's traveled a lot, like for instance, I put the traveler on my list of a higher body count for the reasons you said. She can recreate her, you know, new reputation in this new country. She doesn't have to worry about anything spilling back. And she gets new experiences. Women are all about experiences and where does this take me and all that stuff. But just like, you know, Zara mentioned, it's like if she's traveling with no means, then there is somebody paying for this. At that point, you hope it's her dad that's the sugar daddy in that situation, just paying for her trips. But even that, it's like, okay, well, then if you're ever thinking of committing to that girl, she's going to expect you to now be like her dad and fund all of her trips. So women that travel, more opportunities to do it, of course. But women who travel that don't have the means to do it, you don't know how they got the money to do it, that's a whole other extra headache in itself if you were going to commit to a girl like that.
And you meet a lot of foreign women that do this from South America, from Europe, they're traveling the world and you're wondering to yourself, how is she fucking affording this? How? She has to have simps that are cash-apping her money or sugar daddies, not just one, maybe several. Now, this is different from a girl going on vacation with her parents or family, because I've dated and gotten relationships with these types of girls, and those are the girls I like being with. They go on vacation with their family members only because it's something they do every year. Whether they go to Spain, Italy, South America, Costa Rica, but they do it with their family. So you know they're not being a whore out there.
Yeah, that's yes. Yeah, it's different if they're traveling solo by themselves or with a group of girlfriends. But when they're with their family, then just like I would expect when I'm with my family, I'm not going to be out there going crazy trying to pick up all these different women. I'm going to be enjoying my time with my family.
Mm-hmm. So my next one is, and shout out to Pap Pump LT. I hope I said that right. PAPPUMPLT. Pap Pump LT on Instagram. Thank you so much. And also shout out to Daniel Ramenford. You can catch him on Instagram. He's a great artist. I follow him. So they both mentioned this. Is she knowledgeable about bedroom activities? Or does she give a great blowy, a BJ? So I had this on my list, but I wanted to shout them out because, once again, if you have what I have on my list, you know the game already. So if she gives you a mean blowy, a mean BJ, and I mean the one that just blows your mind where you can't even think straight or believe how good this girl is at oral, then that means she learned it via a lot of practice. This can also include all the tricks she knows in the bedroom. She learned it through practice. So go back to that scene in Home Alone where one of the burglars, they ring the doorbell and they get electrocuted. There's a meme going on, video, and it's similar to that experience when a girl just completely knocks your socks off with a blowjob. That girl has been around, bro. I promise you, that girl has been around. A girl who's very inexperienced, she's not going to be that good at giving BJs, unless if you teach her, you train her how you like it specifically, and over time she will get better. But the girl that just knows what she's doing, God, I'm thinking about some of these girls right now. I already know. If it's like porn star level, fellas, you're laying there and your soul is being sucked out of your body. Ooh. That girl is probably in the double or triple digits because some of them believe that oral doesn't count as a body count or as sex. So take it how you want, fellas. And if she's very good and knowledgeable about bedroom activities. She's showing you all these moves that you've never seen before. She just knows what she's doing, because a girl that doesn't have a high body count, she's going to be very nervous at first, as if she doesn't have a lot of experience. But once again, if you're that masculine dude, you can teach her how you like certain things. There's no issue with that. And over time, they'll cater to your needs. But tread carefully.
Yeah, and we wanted to give a shout out. If there are women listening and you give a great blowjob, it's like, shout out to you. That's,
yeah, we got to give you credit, ladies.
That's my favorite hobby outside of, you know, golf, pickleball. I mean, golf, well, getting a blowjob would be up, definitely up there. That'd be wonderful.
Yeah. Adam, there's a story I have. There was this Brazilian girl I met on Hinge. Beautiful Brazilian girl. First night we hung out, we met up, we went to the movie theaters. I don't even remember what movie we were watching. But this girl gets down on her knees in front of my seat at the movie theaters. And there's a good amount of people there, but we were very well hidden. She gave me one of the best blowjobs I've ever had in my life. I couldn't even believe this girl. I still can't tell you what movie was fucking on, what we were watching. I think we just walked out of there and I gave her the hot beef injection in the backseat of my car. And it was some of the best sex I've ever had in my life. So I don't know what it is with these Brazilians, these Latinas. I couldn't tell you, man, but I already knew that she got around the block. She got around the block, fellas.
And there's an interesting point, too, that you mentioned, because theoretically, and I could hear the counter argument that some women have been in a relationship for 3, 4, 5 years and they just got good over time. Which theoretically could be true, but if she's showing you all these new moves, or like you said, she's really rocking your world, then you've got to think that if she learned it from some guy or someone, she learned it from maybe, hopefully it was just that one boyfriend. But now there's another problem. If she learned all of her sexual moves from a really experienced alpha masculine man, he has now imprinted her she becomes his alpha widow, as we'd call it. So even if it was the best case scenario where she just learned it with one guy and he taught her all this crazy stuff, then the secondary problem is now this guy will always live inside of her mind and body at some level. So it's kind of a catch 22. You know, kind of lose either way on that one.
Yeah, because you know she's not doing that with the beta mon she's in a relationship with. She's not giving him that amazing sex. It's like that starfish sex. She just lays down like, oh, is it over yet? But you know, if she's been with many alphas or many dudes, oh my, like she knows what she's doing. Or maybe that one alpha that taught her all these moves. She's not doing that with the beta male in a long-term relationship. So that to me is a telltale sign that she gets around. Okay. Or like Adam said, but if she's very confident in doing that, especially the first night at a movie theater, in the backseat of your car, she's not even slightly nervous, because feminine women, they're going to be apprehensive. They're going to build up to that level with you before they can get confident in giving you oral or in sleeping with you, where they're fully confident. They just give themselves up to you. But I noticed this with feminine girls that have a low body count. You could feel that nervous energy. They're very anxious when they're about to sleep with you, especially if you're that alpha dude. You guys can feel that, and you can't fake energy, fellas. You guys think like, oh, a lot of women are good actresses. You cannot fake energy, especially when it's in the moment. So you'll know if this girl is slightly nervous. You could tell like those nervous tics. And I'm not talking about a girl that is drunk or high on drugs. You shouldn't be sleeping with those women anyways. Always sleep with women that are sober, so your ass doesn't get fried by a charge that she might bring up a day from that night, a week later, because you took advantage of her. So always do things when you're sober and make sure the girl is sober. I won't sleep with a girl that's completely drunk, obliterated, high on drugs. I don't do that anymore because my reputation is important. And I know some women will have that regret where he raped me. He took advantage of me. So be careful, fellas. But the one after that I have, a lot of guys overlook this one. If she has makeup caked on her face, I'm talking about, it looks like ice cream batter. that is just caked on her fucking face, the more insecure she is, the easier she is to sleep with. She has a high body count. Due to her insecurities and her constant need of validation via intercourse in order to boost her self-esteem up. And this can go for girls that have messed up teeth as well. They're very insecure. So if you see a woman that has makeup caked on her fucking face, okay, where you have to jump in a pool with her the first date just so you know what she really looks like, I'm telling you, those are some of the most insecure women. They have a high body count because they sleep with men in order to boost their own self-esteem up.
Yeah, and conversely, I don't know that this would be a true rule across the board, but conversely, it does seem like the women that I know that were really feminine and like they were dating with purpose, like I'm dating to find a guy to marry, and those women all seem to have something in common that they wear very little makeup and don't wear revealing clothing, but they can still walk around with confidence and they're just confident in who they are without needing a bunch of makeup or revealing clothing. Yes, so like on the flip side, when I do, I mean, maybe there's exceptions to this rule. Maybe some, you know, girls are just like really lazy. Like I'm not going to wear any makeup and they've got around. Maybe, of course that's the case. But I mean, like the women that are real, like they go out wherever they go in public with very little makeup, not revealing clothing, they seem to be ones that would be on the opposite end of, like, I would guess that they have a lower body count.
That's so true, Adam. I'm happy you brought that point up because every girl that I've been in a relationship with, and I'm dating a girl right now who wears little to no makeup because they love the way their face looks naturally. Doesn't mean they don't look good. They don't take care of themselves. They still don't get dolled up. They don't know how to dress. No. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about a woman that just rolls out of bed and says, voila, here I am, hair looking like a fucking bird's nest, wearing pajamas or fucking sweatpants. No, we're talking about women that are confident in their femininity. They know they look good without makeup. They take care of their skin. Those are some of the most confident women that you will ever meet, and you want to get in relationships with a woman who is confident in herself, in her femininity. Those women have low body counts and they're less likely to cheat on you. A woman with a low self-esteem who has fake boobs, BBLs, fake butts, who gets all this plastic surgery, who has makeup caked on her face, those women are very insecure. They're looking for attention and validation. They have a high body count. If they didn't, they wouldn't need all that. Okay, we'll end on that one. Make sure you guys join the Players University. Excited. We're going to have close to 100 members. Once again, prices will go up. If you want to learn that real certified G game with me and the Texting Prince, you have two dating coaches on one platform. Join the Players University.
Absolutely. The link will be in the bio below. See you guys on the next episode.
Part 2.